What up?
Jeff here with Chain Reaction. Thanks for joining. And thanks for all of the likes and shares. I just got a notification of a big milestone. It came through this morning through Buzzsprout. So I don't know why people seem to enjoy it. I guess I will continue to post. So thanks, everybody. I am going to, I'll share my screen. I know I haven't been posting to YouTube. I will eventually. It takes some time. Like, it's easy to post and stuff to the podcast thing, but it takes a little bit more time to get the thing over to a video. But I do record on video. Maybe nobody wants to see that, but for the benefit, I try to show the news articles that I'm talking about. Not like filming my face. I'm just looking at news articles and stuff. Let me move this thing over here, right? And then so that everything I'm talking about makes sense. So one of the things we'll talk about is TPM, because I had a meeting yesterday. Had a meeting yesterday, and one of our ocean managers, she's at TPM, and they were the keynote speaker apparently was a former CIA guy. A lot of doom and gloom. So I'm trying to YouTube this keynote speaker and that specific keynote speech. It's a little bit soon for that to come out, but when it does, I want to get my hands on that because that seems like it would be good fodder. It wasn't very positive from what I'm hearing. And here's an article I found. This just came out yesterday. Southern California's huge logistics industry faces backlash over wages and pollution. No crap. Like, you hammer wages and pollution, you want more money. And the pollution thing, all the money thing, let's be honest, they have had tremendous success in reducing pollution over the past 15 years. So kudos for that. But it is getting to an obscene point. And then the money that those folks are getting paid, the union is just so crazy powerful. Wow. However, on one of the podcasts, we talked with a commercial industrial broker, right? And I forget his name, and I will do some heavy editing while I look this up. But Chad something or other, forgive me while I'm editing all of this. What is his name? Chad Griffiths. So while everybody in the South and even the East Coast ports can bang on LA for this, for their heavily regulated markets. Yeah, look at the study determined TDL's second largest employment. Jobs increase 90%. Average monthly wage of 4372, dude. Expansion of warehouses is what I was getting into. Chad Griffiths has he really surprised me. And so go back and listen to that interview with Chad Griffiths. It is very high demand over there. There's always going to be a market, and regardless of all these regulations and just overall, the wages and all the difficulty that we might think, right? I'm in Houston. Just seems to be always a market for warehouse space, always a market for shipping. I mean, let's just face it, the logistically speaking and where it is located, it is 14 days from China. So for right now, it is geographically positioned in a winning spot. So you even here, they're saying where the article is titled that it is their huge logistics Industry faces a backlash over wages and pollution. Hundreds of thousands of jobs are created. Yeah, relatively low skill, low pay variety. Okay, well, that's most jobs in the world. You know, there's we're not all the top 1%. I'm in that field, right? That's logistics. I'm not in the tech sector. So, you know, this is a study that concentrates its criticism on Amazon, of course, right? Because not everybody's getting paid as much as Jeff Bezos. But so take it for what it's worth, but you know, don't point the finger at the regulators that are making it difficult for jobs to be created. Be mad at the guy who's creating the job. So look at both sides of this. This is an interesting article that I saw. I'm about to get my login here. Don't know why I don't have it. So, industry veteran sees little value in ocean carriers integrating logistics services. I read through this. Yes or no? I would be curious on your opinion on this, right? So hit me up, jeff.davis@bridgestoneinvest.com. You can leave a little comment on the comment section. Who is this industry veteran? Well, he comes from Hapag. He comes from Kuehne+Nagel. He's a German. Germans like processes. No offense to my German friends. Tremendous amount of experience. I come from the freight forwarding background. So obviously, we don't like to be squeezed by the big guys. I'm curious. I don't know. I see, you know, CMA bought CEVA. Maersk is buying up a lot of little air freight niche providers. They just bought Pilot, right? Maersk has bought a couple of forwarders in the past. They are trying to, oh yeah, Damco. So there are different little strategies. I think that there is value, but you know, the mindset, they don't really change their mindset, but I think there is. That's a problem not just in logistics and shipping and supply chain. That is a problem with businesses that are trying to get vertically integrated. So until you change your mindset and adapt what the customer wants, then you're going to have that problem, right? So here it is, right? The forwarders are more agile. We, as a freight forwarder, create actual solutions that fit what the customer has. And even freight forwarders aren't that agile. I mean, in my experience, Kuehne+Nagel, they are their process. CEVA had a good, a fairly agile solution. And then smaller freight forwarders, man, they will whip up a solution that caters to a customer really quick, really quick. And then there's some other articles, right? Logistics company filing for Chapter 7. Another one. TMS Tech, greater functionality to empower brokerage. Yeah, I don't know. I think that we've seen the limits of the TMS solutions. This is an article from a software guy. We leveraging AI. So that's going to be the next wave, right? Like, where can AI save you? You got to have some knowledge of the actual business to get in there. Oh yeah. Lufthansa is profit tumbled 86%. No kidding. It's just I'm curious what it tumbled in, right? Is that from 2021 and 2022, or was it actually just yeah, normal patterns probably following the COVID. So are they actually profitable? Yeah, man, the air freight volumes, oh, tumbling. Yields fell 32%. Yeesh. Slight increase in demand. Well, you know, if we look at what we read yesterday from the orders and inventory levels, orders are up, inventory levels are down. and lead times are decreasing, which this all fits, right? That's why Lufthansa management, that's why the air freight carriers are seeing an increase in demand, because inventory levels are low. Over the past 2 years, these companies are just allowing everyone, they are allowing their businesses to run off of existing inventories. Therefore, whatever they don't have, they have to order from, they have to order off of that existing inventory. So people are starting to get back on the planes. So that's helpful for everybody that's in the air cargo business. And then on other news, the State of the Union last night, which was, I don't know, I missed it. I'm going to be very honest. I went to a real estate event and completely blanked out. So I don't have an update for you. I'll probably be on here later with a friend and he can give me the highlights and the low lights. So sorry. I have no clue what happened with that, but I am curious about. My Bitcoin is killing it. 68, baby. Hold on to the moon. I'm ready for this to hit like 200. Bitcoin, all-time highs. I am curious, what is BTC all-time high? 69. Yeah. So I hope it hits a new all-time high today. So that's it for now. I will be turning that off. And thanks so much, guys. If you want to be in touch, hit me up, jeff.davis@bridgestoneinvest.com. Next week is, or the week after is the SM March Mixer at St. Arnold's Brewery. So I will be there. And then in May is the golf tournament at Black Horse. So if you want to sponsor, if you want to play, jeff.davis@bridgestoneinvest.com. Hit me up, guys. I'm readily available. I'll even give you my cell phone number. I am easy to be in touch with. Talk to you later.